agenda review. Anything you'd like to speak to us about, Mr. Paulson?
Where were you the night of?
Good morning.
I don't want anything.
Why weren't you where you're supposed to be? We're just playing with you.
Yeah, you're late.
Back every time I'm upstairs and walk in, a half a second late, he's like, you're late.
Presiding Commissioner Pennell, I want to let you know that we have one thing for the agenda on Monday.
What would that be, sir?
That is Shalimar Court Road Petition. I have the paperwork. It'll be on the agenda at 9 o'clock if you wish to review. I have not seen it or looked at it at this point. So that's going to be on the agenda. Everything else is... That's it. That's okay. Nothing else. So I'll move that we accept the agenda for Monday morning as...
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I do have an issue, though, I'd like to talk to you about. Okay. Russ Shadow would talk to me. He said, before I do anything, I get back with me. But evidently, he's gotten some flack from John Combs, who prefers Bill McCullough. And he said, if I can get out of this and let Bill McCullough or John Combs do it without too much hoopla or publicity, I'm fine with it. Because evidently, John Combs...
He
started talking about oppressive work and all this other stuff, and I said... Russ, I'll do the work for you if you want. You just go ahead and be the trustee. It's not going to take that much. He says, finally he leveled with me. He said, John Combs seems to prefer Bill McCullough.
Well, I guess John Combs was working with Bill McCullough before we assigned a trustee. Yeah. He made some...
Bill talked to me after we appointed Russ, and he said, am I still going to get paid for the work I was doing with John? I said, I wasn't aware that you were. If we can do it without hoopla, and I think I can draft something up that we can do it without some hoopla.
Just do it on a Wednesday or Thursday.
Talk to Russ and make sure it's what he wants to do, and we'll just get either John or Bill appointed.
What do you think, Chuck? Is that all right with you?
Yeah, I mean, if that's Russ fine. Is okay with it,
yeah.
That's. I mean, we've appointed him, so.
Okay, a couple things here, sir, under
yes.
administrative.
Yes.
We officially want to set the auction, the countywide auction, October 17th. Is that all right?
That's my understanding.
Okay, we haven't set it. That's why Nikki asked me if we were going to officially set it, and we'll bring it up Monday.
You put that on the agenda?
No, just that's the date.
Okay.
You good with the date?
Yep.
I'm good with the date. And the other thing under administrative, Church Army purchased a house in Hollister next to a neighborhood, and they're saying the type of rehabilitation that's going on in this halfway house is – concerns with the children and the neighborhood.
Right. I've heard from two different folks.
I've heard also, I believe there's nothing we can do because of the
Oxford House line of cases.
Because of the Oxford House line of cases.
But I'm obviously going to have to look at it, so this is a category called Give Bob More Work. So I got to write it down.
Well, if you weren't here, we wouldn't have given it to you. So thanks for being here. So, we have any one of us is supposed to call back, but all we can do is call back and say we're researching legally. And we
talked to Dave.
You have?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
he's quite strong that we ought to be doing something.
Okay.
And I explained to him what you just said, that
we didn't know.
To my knowledge, from what I've heard from our attorney, there's nothing to stop it.
Right.
It was about 6 years ago that Jim Blaze came in and was fighting for Church Army and brought the line of cases in, and I did the research.
Oh, is that right?
And it indicated, but I don't know if that's the current law, so I need to look at it.
Right. under administrative, the only thing we've got to set, and I think Frank does, and I don't have that, I'll get that. I thought Frank sent us a date of the fall cleanup. We need to set that date.
I think it's the 10th, but I'm not positive.
Okay, we'll pull that up and look. Other than that, there's nothing else on the agenda today.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nope.
All right.
I want to go down and show
you.
Yeah,
I want to go downstairs.
Basement.
But how about recess then?
Let's recess.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Wait a minute.
Unrecess.
Evidently, I'm going to need, if I can't do pro hac vice.
Do what?
It's Latin. It just means appearing in this one case.
That's
this
great.
One time. If I can't do that, I might have to get admitted to the Eastern District Federal Bar because this case is in the Eastern District that I need to represent us on that's not covered by insurance.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to apply to be admitted to the Eastern District Federal Court. And it's
going to take some money, and the only reason to do it is this case. I mean, I don't live in the Eastern District.
What would you rather do? Transfer it to another attorney?
I could do that, too. But you're going to get charged a lot more that way. We could do that.
What's your recommendation, Counselor Paulson?
I'd love to transfer it to another attorney and have them represent us on this case, but it's a frivolous case. But it doesn't matter. We're still going to need to defend. So.
Well, right. So,
could you call and get us a price on what expensive is?
Sure, and give me the option of what I'd like is the option of hiring an attorney rather than getting admitted.
I like that option.
You can get a reasonable. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, basically, all they have to do is incorporate the Attorney General of the United States and the Attorney General of Missouri and several other people's motions and put it in there, and I think it'll get kicked.
Que sera, sera. It's Latin also, isn't it?
It's a Doris Day song from Man Who Knew Too Much.
Really? I didn't know that movie. How about a recess now?
Now, you ready to recess? You sure?
Yeah.
All right. We're done.
Jim, we're done. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Up.